The title of our sermon today is Wrestling with God.
今天正道的题目是与上帝摔跤。
We read again a portion of Genesis chapter 32.
我们再读一遍有关今天我们圣经的一部分经文创世纪三十二章。
Now Jacob arose that same night, and a man wrestled with Jacob until daybreak. And Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So he said to Jacob, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have wrestled with God and with men, and have prevailed.
雅各夜间起来，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。雅各说你不给我祝福我就不容你去那人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神与人较力都得了胜
When my son Christopher and daughter Abigail were little children I loved to wrestle with them
当 Pastor Harold 牧师的儿子和女儿小的时候呢他非常喜欢和他们摔跤
We would pretend wrestle like the fake wrestlers on television, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment.
他们呢是假装在一起摔跤，就像在电视上可能有些人看过，就世界叫摔跤娱乐的一种这个表演的比赛那个样子。
But anyway, we wrestled. My children just loved it.
那不管怎么样他们在一起在较力在摔跤并且他的孩子们呢非常喜欢
I would almost win
我几乎是要赢了
I would almost have them beaten
几乎要胜过他们了
I would almost have them pinned
几乎使他们动弹不得了
And somehow they would have a miraculous comeback and defeat me at the last moment
然而不知道为什么他们总是能够神奇般的在最后的时刻能够反败为胜。
In today's sermon text about Jacob wrestling with God, we learn that God wrestles with us to strengthen our faith.
今天的正道经文这个创世纪三十二章呢雅各与上帝摔跤的这个里边呢我们学习到的是什么呢就是上帝与我们角力来坚固我们的信心
In Genesis chapter 32 we learn that Jacob was alone at night and suddenly a man appeared whom Jacob discovered was God and he wrestled with Jacob all night long
在这个创世纪三十二章呢我们就被告知呢在雅各独自一人的时候呢突然有一个人呢来了整夜呢和他一起摔跤第二天凌晨呢他发现呢这个人原来是上帝
That's what I said
Exactly
Now How did Jacob get into this situation?
那我们看雅各是怎么样进入到这样的一个情况之下的呢
Jacob was on his way home after being away for 20 years
这件事情呢发生在雅各呢在他离家二十年之后返乡的路上
He ran away because he tricked his father into giving him the blessing that rightly belonged to his brother Esau
他当时呢二十年前他被迫可以说逃离家乡呢因为呢他用计呢使他的父亲呢这个骗得了应该说这个他哥哥应该得到的祝福和继承权。
And with this blessing came a great inheritance, and Esau wanted to kill his brother Jacob.
因为呢丢掉了这个很大很大的继承权呢，他的哥哥以扫呢，当时呢就决定要杀了他弟弟雅各。
But in these years away from home, Jacob had become a wealthy man.And God convinced him it was time to go home.
那他离家很多年之后呢，雅各呢发达了就是有钱了。最终呢，他也确信上帝呢要让他在那个时候返家。
So Jacob, with his family and his animals and all his possessions, made his way home. But he wondered, what about his angry brother Esau?
那雅各呢和他的全家，包括他的仆人，还带着所有的他们拥有的牲畜呢，开始呢返乡的长途的旅程。然而呢他就在想他愤怒的哥哥这个以扫会怎么样对待他们呢？
Was Esau still angry?
以扫是不是还在生气呢？
Jacob sent messengers ahead to bring greetings to Esau.
雅各呢就派这个信使先去问候以扫。
The messengers came back and told Jacob Esau was on his way with an army of 400 men.
那些信使就回来告诉雅各呢，说以扫呢正带领400名强壮的士兵过来赶来。
And now Jacob was really afraid.
雅各这个时候非常非常的害怕。
With his messengers he sent to Esau many gifts to win Esau's favor.
他就呢这个通过信使呢带了很丰厚的礼物呢就要博取以扫的欢喜。
Jacob sent his family ahead of him.
另外呢那个时候呢雅各呢让他的家人在前面行。
But Jacob stayed alone that night to sleep by himself.
后来呢他自己呢却独自在那个地方过夜。
But he could not sleep.
但是他没办法睡着。
Jacob was probably thinking,What a bad situation! What can I do?
所以雅各呢，肯定一定在想呢，这是多么糟糕的一个局面，我能做什么呢？现在
，Brother Esau is coming to kill me, and I deserve it.
哥哥以扫过来抓我，我确实罪有应得。
What if God has rejected me and given His blessing to Esau?
如果上帝呢，这个时候拒绝了我，却选择祝福以扫，那怎么办呢
？Then dark in the night.At the place where Jacob was sleeping alone, a man grabbed him and began to wrestle with him.
然后呢，进入黑夜，在雅各露宿的地方来了一个人，抓住他，并且开始和他摔跤。
Back and forth they went all night long.
他们这样前后就这样较力整夜这样激烈的较量。
Physically and mentally, Jacob was struggling.Just like we do when we face difficult situations.
就像我们在遇到非常困难的这个境况，或者说很难决定的这个抉择的这个时候呢，雅各的身体和他的精力在激烈的挣扎着。
But Jacob's faith in God also joined in the struggle.
同时呢，雅各的信心也在挣扎。
It was a night of struggling prayer.
可以说呢，那是一夜整夜的竭力的祷告。
A night of wrestling with God.
是与上帝角力的夜晚。
God seemed to be Jacob's enemy.
上帝呢似乎成了这个雅各的对手。
Jacob's faith was being tested.
雅各当时的信心呢，可以说是在摇动着。
Jacob struggled not to lose his faith in God.
雅各为了不失去对上帝的盼望而挣扎。
But even as he wrestled, Jacob held on to God's word of promise.
即使在他较力的这个时候呢，他仍然紧紧地抓住上帝之前给他的承诺。
When he began his journey home, God promised Jacob, "I will be with you. I will not forsake you."
在他开始返乡的时候呢，上帝曾经承诺给他，我将与你同在，我不会抛弃你。
My friends, do you ever struggle with hard things in your life?
我的朋友，你是不是也有过这样的这个感觉和较力呢？
Does it sometimes feel that you are wrestling with God?
很多时候你是不是也在感觉与上帝在摔跤，在较力呢？
When it seems in our lives,That God is fighting against us. We are to hold on to the promises of His Word that He gave to us in our baptism.
似乎呢，有的时候上帝呢，似乎在拒绝我们，或在与我们较力。我们仍然要依靠他在我们洗礼的时候给我们的承诺。
God has said to you, "I am your Father."
上帝曾经对你说，我是你的父神。
He says to you, "You are my dear child."
他跟你说，你是我亲爱的孩子。
He says to you, "I have forgiven you all your sins."
他对你说，我原谅你所有的罪。
He says to you, I will be with you in every time of trouble, even in the hour of death.
他承诺给你，我会与你同在，不管在什么时候都会帮助你，即使在面对死亡的时刻。
Don't give up in wrestling with God.
所以不要放弃与神角力。
Finally, for Jacob, the morning was coming.
最终呢，对于雅各呢，黎明即将到来了。
The man wrestling with Jacob was not able to overpower him.
那个与他摔跤的人呢，没有能够制服雅各。
So with a special wrestler's hold, he took Jacob down, but Jacob would not give in. Jacob would not let go.
因此呢，他用一种特殊的手法呢，将雅各摔倒了。但是这时候雅各并没有放弃，他不肯放手。
Jacob was driven to his knees, but he would not let go of God.
他被呢摁在地上，但是他不肯让上帝离开。
Have you, in a time of hardship, ever been driven to your knees?
啊，你是不是也有过这样的经验？当最困难的时候，你也被啊被压在了地上。
I have been. Pastor Chung has been.
啊，我有过啊。这个他说我也有过这样的。
In this desperate struggle of faith, Jacob did what he ordinarily could never do.
在这个信心极度的挣扎之中呢，雅各做了他通常不会去做的事情。
He hangs on, even though it seems God is angry, and it seems Esau is coming to kill him.
他仍然坚持，虽然呢，似乎上帝对他生气，而且似乎啊，这个时候，以扫再过来赶来要杀掉他。
You have probably heard the stories of people doing suddenly something ordinarily they could never do.
啊，你也可能听说过这种情况，很多人突然做了一些他们从来一般的时候不会做的事情。
Like a mother lifting up the front end of a car to save her child underneath.
比如呢，一位母亲奋力的在这个抬起这个车头啊。来抢救他压在下边的他的孩子。
Now Jacob, in a desperate struggle of faith, holds on to God's promises.
这雅各在信心极度的这种挣扎之中呢，他仍然依靠抓住上帝的应许。
Jacob holds on to God.
他依靠上帝。
Not with the power of his mental reason or his physical strength.
不是靠自己的理性或者是身体的力量。
He holds onto God with his faith.
而是靠他这个不完全的信心他依赖神。
We think of that man in the New Testament who said to Jesus, I believe, O Lord, but help my unbelief.
这让我们想到在新约圣经里边一个人在祈求耶稣的时候说的，主啊，我信，但我信的不足，不够。求主帮助。
My friends, are you listening?
亲爱的朋友，你们在听吗？
There is hope for you and me as we wrestle with God today.
这是你和我的希望，在我们与神较力的时候。
Jacob holds on.
雅各坚持着。
And God is delighted by ending the wrestling match by giving Jacob a blessing.
最后我们看到在较量的最后，上帝欣然的、高兴的给雅各祝福。
Like I did for my children when they were little, God allows Jacob to win the wrestling match.
就像我对我的孩子在他们小的时候那样呢，上帝允许雅各最终取胜了。
God gave Jacob this opportunity in order to strengthen his faith.
上帝呢，给雅各这个很好的机会。来坚固他的信心。
God only appeared to be opposing Jacob.
上帝只是表面上在拒绝雅各。
All the while during the wrestling, he was strengthening Jacob's faith.
事实上，在整个的与雅各角力的过程中，他是在坚固雅各的信心。
When the wrestling match is over, Jacob realizes he had been wrestling with God all along.
在最后这个摔跤可以说比赛结束的时候呢，雅各意识到他在与上帝在摔跤。
Verse 30 of Genesis 32 says this, Jacob says, I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been preserved.
在第三十节这段经文告诉我们，雅各宣称了，我面对面见了上帝，我的性命仍得保全。
And now Jacob gives a name to this place where he wrestled with God.
这个时候呢，这个雅各呢就给了这个地方一个名字。
He calls this place Peniel.
他叫这个地方叫比努伊勒。
In Hebrew, it means the face of God.
在用这个希伯来语的意思就是面对上帝。
In the darkness of the night, in the weakness of his faith, Jacob first saw God as an angry judge, but now he sees God differently.
在那个黑暗的夜晚呢，雅各以他的极其软弱的信心呢，首先看上帝像一个愤怒的法官，但是现在最后他改变了对上帝的看法。
He now understands that God loves him.
他现在明白了上帝真的爱他。
He now understands that God will help him make peace with his brother Esau.
他现在明白了上帝要帮助他与他的哥哥以扫和好。
Through a wrestling match, God has brought Jacob from unbelief to faith.
通过这一次的摔跤的角力呢，上帝带领雅各从他的怀疑不信到真正的信心。
And now we stop talking about Jacob. And start talking about you and me.
现在呢，我们停止一下这个讲这个雅各，我们讲一讲我们自己和大家。
Today, people of God, we are like Jacob in so many ways.
我们今天上帝所爱的圣徒们，其实我们在许多方面跟雅各是一样的。
God wants to wrestle with us and lead us from unbelief to a deeper faith.
上帝想要与我们较力，只是为了带领我们从不信或者怀疑到更深深的信靠。
We have God's word of promise that during difficult times when we wrestle with Him, He will strengthen our faith when we don't let go.
我们有上帝承诺的话语，就在我们困难的时候与上帝较力的时候，他要让我们明白，他在训练我们，要他的信实，要保守我们。
This is God's promise.
这是上帝对我们的承诺。
It is a promise written in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
这承诺是用上帝的儿子，我们的救主耶稣基督的宝血写成的。
On that cross of Calvary, Jesus shed his blood to pay for your sins, for mine, and for the world.
在哥哥他身上的十字架上，上帝耶稣基督流出了他的宝血，为了我和你们的罪。
Now look at our Lord upon that cross.
那看看我们主耶稣基督在那十字架上。
On that cross, we see that Jesus was in a wrestling match.
在那十字架上，我们看到耶稣在进行一场激烈的摔跤的比赛。
Jesus wrestled against the powers of sin and death and the devil.
耶稣在与最强大的敌人罪、死亡和魔鬼在较力搏斗。
And he defeated them.
但是他最终战胜了他们。
He did this for you.
他做这个是为了你。
He did this for me.
做这个是为了我。
On that first Good Friday, when Jesus died, it seemed that the enemies of God had won. It seemed that they had wrestled Jesus to the ground, and he was defeated.
在那第一个受难日呢，耶稣基督现身的时候，似乎这些敌人得胜了，似乎他们将我们的主摔倒了，压在那里，似乎他真的被击败了。
But after Good Friday came Easter Sunday.
但是星期五过后，星期天到来了。
And our Lord was the victor.
我们的主是得胜者。
He rose from death and won the victory for you and me.
他从死中复活，为你为我赢得了胜利。
Jesus won the wrestling match.
耶稣基督赢得了摔跤的比赛。
This is what St. Paul says.
这是圣保罗所说的。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
上帝若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Martin Luther, who started the Reformation of the Christian Church 500 years ago, had an explanation about Genesis 32. I'll read that to you in just a moment.
改教家呢五百年前啊，进行宗教改革开始了。改教先锋马丁路德呢，他曾经在这个注释《创世纪》32章中呢，有这样的啊教导。
This is almost the end of the sermon. Really listen now to Martin Luther's words.
啊，请大家认真听，这是啊几乎要结束今天的正道了。
When you think.That God has rejected you, you should picture God embracing you and holding you on his lap. To be sure, it takes practice and patience to do this when you are facing hard decisions and going through hard times. Wrestle with God. Continue the struggle. You can be sure of this. God has already surrendered himself to you.He has bound himself to us in his promise for Jesus' sake, to hear our prayers. Jacob was just an ordinary man like the rest of us, and God was merciful to him, and so he will be merciful to us and bring us from this life and its hardships to life everlasting.
马丁路德说，在你认为被上帝拒绝的时候，你应该想象一下，上帝将你抱在他的腿上。诚然，能这样的思想需要耐心和操练。当面对那些困难的决定以及经历困苦的时候，请与上帝角力，不断拼搏。你可以确信他已经向你降杯，因着耶稣，他持守承诺，聆听你的祷告。雅各是一个普通的人，像我们一样，正如上帝对他的仁慈，上帝也会同样仁慈的对待我们，带领我们度过今生，进入永生。
My friends, those many years ago when I wrestled with my children, it may have seemed for them for a little while they were overpowered and defeated.
亲爱的朋友们呢，许多年前呢，当我与自己年幼的孩子摔跤的时候呢，对他们来说，也许看上去在一段时间里边，他们被击败了。
But because they knew that I loved them, they also knew at the end of the wrestling match they would win.
但是呢，因为他们知道我爱他们，他们也知道在比赛的最后，他们一定会赢。
So my dear friends.Keep wrestling with God.
因此，亲爱的朋友，继续的与上帝。
He will let you win.
他会让你最终得胜。
He will give you his blessing.
他会最终给你最大的祝福。
As Jacob discovered,
就像雅各所发现的
，When the wrestling is over,
在角力结束的时候
，God has a great blessing for you.
上帝有最大的祝福要赐予给你。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。